And on our program today, we're going to be talking about trees, tree removal, and Susie Thorngren from the Boone Park Board, our guest on the program today. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
So we have a project coming up. You guys have been working. Actually, Park Board has had some concerns about the number of dead trees within the parks. And it's not a new thing, folks. You guys have had this for a while. And the problem has been having enough staff and people and equipment to be able to get in there and actually attack some of those. And I know people will say, hey, we volunteered. We'll come and do it. But there are liability issues associated with that.
Yes, we've all noticed the amount of the dead trees. I think it's a combination of both emerald ash that's hit a lot of the trees. Some is just aging. Our parks are close to 100 years old, some of them. And the derecho didn't do us any favors either.
No, it did not. And a few ice storms have had their impact as well. So we do have some. And, you know, typically in forest, we just let them go and rot away. But we do have people that get in and try to get in and around our parks. And there are obviously safety concerns come up.
Right. I think that's the big thing that we're looking at is we always want to look at those trees that are a danger to both vehicles and pedestrians. And we know that our park staff, you know, is good about being safety conscious about that. But we're looking at just some of those bigger, older trees, a big job, and as they kind of multiplied a little bit, we're grateful to have this day on the books this week.
And this has nothing to do with the park, the bid, because you are the tree board for the city, but dead and dying trees, which are located on the street parking, and that is a contracted thing. That's something that'll be coming up later here. You get to do those bids, so.
Right. This is just right now. It's the first time we're doing it, and we're looking at really cleaning up Herman Park and the north part of McCose. So we don't want to bite off more than we can choose for just one day.
Okay. So obviously, getting people to come and do this. So you've been in contact with a couple of tree services. We'll just say some tree services. So do you start with Tracy or DJ Eric Foley?
Right, right.
You just started talking to him, I guess, huh?
Right. John Sorensen had the brainchild with, I think, Katie Taylor last year over at Don Williams. And that kind of motivated me to think about what we could do for the parks. And I'm extremely grateful that six of our local tree companies stepped up and graciously volunteered their time, their staff, their equipment, and that includes Tracy with TA Tree Service, D&J Tree Service, that's with John Sorensen, Eric Foley, an arborist here with Freedom Tree Care, and Nick Arendale, Guy in a Bucket, Corey Van Sickle with Outdoor Image, and Sheila and Curtis Dooling with KNC Trees. Mm-hmm. So we're, like I said, extremely grateful that they're volunteering Thursday to help us out.
People who have some expertise in getting in there and removing some trees.
Right. They're all licensed with the city. They're tree professionals. So we know they're going to do the job.
And
they're going to do it well.
And they have equipment, too.
Exactly.
And people who know how to do it. For you, you have the trees to offer. So how does this work? It's going to be coming up on Thursday, right?
Correct. Thursday, October 3rd, we are going to close off Herman Park, all three entrances, and they'll be closed to vehicle and pedestrian traffic. We'll have some volunteers out there so that we just remind people not to jump over the barricades. And then Herman Park, that will be at Park Avenue down to Dorn Drive, and the bike path will also be closed. That'll be 7:30 in the morning until 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And it's just one day, so we are sorry for the inconvenience for people to go through and do their daily walk, but we just want them to know we're doing some good work in the park, and their safety is our concern. We don't We don't want any limbs flying around.
Yeah, that's
endangering
true. Well, and
anyone.
You don't want to be around them when they're doing work, like they get a little nervous with people being too close.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so they'll be going in there now. They've been working. What have you done so far working with them? Did you get a chance to go in? Did they come in, take a look at some of the trees and say, okay, we can do this? I think we can go in here and get that.
Well, I've been working closely with our park superintendent, Mike Cornelis, and Mike and I put a plan together, and then he went around and marked our trees with a green circle of the ones that we felt were a priority. And then we will map out the areas to assign to the different tree companies and hand that out to them when we gather in the swimming pool parking lot that morning.
Okay, and away they go. So you did get some, you mentioned volunteers to help watch the barricades and things like that. So you've got a number of other people that are volunteering some time to make this go forward and, again, try to keep it as safe as possible.
Yes, I'm really grateful for the Boone County RSVP volunteers. Michelle Hull was fantastic pulling together many volunteers, Boone Rotary Club and local PE women of DD and NP have volunteered. And then we are also providing lunch halfway through the day. And our thanks go to the Boone Evangelical Free Church for preparing a lot of our side dishes, desserts, and the Boone Hy-Vee is donating burgers and water for us. And then the park commissioners will be serving lunch.
All right. So you get everybody out there. Fortunately, the weather looks good for doing this, being outdoors. Couldn't get it much better right now.
Absolutely.
Pretty dry conditions, so keep our fingers crossed. Everybody is really being careful in there. It's really going to start 7:30 in the morning till around 3 in the afternoon. So people are going to say, all right, what happens? Basically, the companies take out whatever material they can. Leave it to them.
Right. We ask for what equipment they're bringing. They're all bringing chippers. A number of them have bucket trucks and skid loaders. And we told our volunteers they might want to bring some earplugs, but they will know what they're doing once they're assigned an area. Mm-hmm. And we hope that this will be so successful we can repeat it perhaps next year. And this fall calendar time is an opportune time to really go after the trees that we know have not leafed out, and we know they're gone.
They're there. It happens.
Yeah.
Trees do have a life cycle. So.
Yeah. We plant for the next generation, right?
So, that's right. Try to open the floor a little bit so we can get some new trees.
Yeah.
I know when we hit Arbor Day, we'll look at doing some other things for that.
Right. We have to replace them once we cut them down.
So are we talking along some of the bike trail along the cemetery? Will there be anybody along there, do you know? Or is it mostly going to stay pretty much in Herman Park in the north end of McCose?
Right. It'll include Herman Park. That would be at Woodland and Green, Lincoln and Green, and then the top of what we sometimes call the Herman Hill at Park Avenue that kind of winds around. That area we're focusing on. And then it would be that north end at Park Avenue for McCose, where the grand entrance is.
Down towards the swimming pool.
A little bit past the swimming pool. Okay. It'll be just south of the slow pitch fields. Okay. Dorn Drive is that other entrance. It's midway in McCose.
So we do have some trees. These are going to be the ones closer to the road or in areas where the public makes use of.
Yeah, mostly on that main road. We're going to go back into a couple of the circles, especially back behind the shelter house. We know there's a number of dead trees back there. And later on, like we said, we could focus on the south end of the park, but mainly on the main roads, we're prioritizing those trees.
And you got to say, I mean, you know, they're volunteering not only their equipment, the use of their equipment, their expertise for tree removal and everything else. That it's not an inexpensive donation to the
parks. No, that's a great point. We're so grateful. This is probably over $30,000 worth of labor and time that they're donating. So this is really a fantastic endeavor that we're excited about and really appreciate.
I know there's some people who would say, I just like to just watch them go to work in there, but safety first.
Right. That's the right. We'll take lots of pictures so you don't have to witness that and be in harm's way.
Once again, visiting with Susie Thorngren from the Boone Park Board about this volunteer. We're calling it the Dead Tree Removal Day. And again, it's one of those things where we appreciate their service doing it too. The hard part would be because there are certain areas of the park that are pretty remote. We know there's dead trees in there. And some people keep saying, well, we could go in and help get that material out of there. But again, it's a liability thing.
Yes.
Even for these guys, it would be some areas they would just say, no, just avoid it.
Right. And the personal protective equipment, the PPE, is really an absolute that we asked all our tree service to wear throughout the day like they do. And most of us don't have that. But that's a little bit how it started. I thought we could get some people to volunteer that had some chainsaws and knowledge, and I learned that the city is liable and that they have the people that go in and do anything with power tools have to be licensed, and with the city they have to have their license.
Well, we know that these, because they do work in the city does have a licensing system for all our tree removal, and they are all insured. That's a big thing, and that's one
right.
of the big issues for a lot of them, making sure they're insured when they're doing things. So
right.
They are going to be pretty busy doing a lot of others, because I'm sorry, but a lot of people have dead ash trees in their yards, and that's not on the parking. This is in their yard, so they are
right.
going to have to try to get those out of there one way or another. This is coming up. Let's go through, again, the companies that you've been visiting with, and again, they have agreed to step up and help out with this. So.
Right. TEA Tree Service, D&J, Freedom Tree Care, Guy in a Bucket, K&C Trees, and Outdoor Image.
And they will be doing this. It's coming up on the 3rd, Thursday, the 3rd, 7:30 in the morning. And now let's talk about your volunteers again, because, yeah, you put out the call, and all of a sudden, there they were.
It's fantastic.
I think they want to sit out there and they're in their lawn chairs. Just, no, they're cutting trees today. You'll have to go a different direction.
Right. I told them just to bring their lawn chair, and that's thanks to those Boone County RSVP volunteers, Rotary Club, and PEO, and some of the neighbors, too. The area neighbors are grateful, so they've also stepped up, too, different individuals in the neighborhood.
We get a lot of traffic at Herman Park. We know that. That's always a high traffic area. So getting some of the trees out of the way, some of the dead trees out of there. And many have seen those if they've been out to the band festival or any of the band concerts or anything like that. But then in areas where you do have a lot of traffic in McCose Park in particular, I like to keep those. And that's kind of the same thing we saw out at Don Williams when they did it out there. They mm-hmm. stayed pretty much in the campground area and got a lot of those taken care of. So here, again, areas that are high traffic areas in the park.
Right. For safety, and I just think aesthetic, that it's a, they can be an eyesore. When you go through such a beautiful park and all of a sudden a dead trees are around, I feel we need to take care of our trees. That's part of the beauty, and that's just something that, as citizens of the park, we want to be good caretakers.
Right. So working with our current staff, Mike out there spending a lot of time. He's marked a lot of trees here this fall. I'm sorry. He's been a little busy, but that's okay. That's what we try to do, is keep it as safe as we can. Emerald ash has really taken a toll on a lot of our trees in there. And like you said, derecho also.
Yeah, even some of the oak trees are really old. And I think there's some treatments that we could do in the future, but it is costly.
Yeah.
And that may be down the road too, that when they look like they're dying, you know, there actually are some treatments that we're going to look to see if we can get some grant money or raise some money to to treat, to save some of those older big trees that we all love.
And we've got plenty of ravines that are heavily timbered in there too, so.
Yeah. And
you're doing some clean out, always good to open the floor a little bit.
Right, right.
This will be coming up on October 3rd. Again, I guess you can't say enough about these, the guys stepping up, the companies that are stepping up and helping, and then the volunteers, Boone Hy-Vee, Boone Evangelical Free Church, and the Park Commission making lunch available.
Right. Well, we're serving, but we're grateful for all the food provided.
Well, there'll be a lot of hungry people.
I think so.
Out there
we better double the food.
Might have to do that, too. I do appreciate you taking time to come and let us know about this. Again, letting the public know that this is going to be happening on Thursday. So if you typically would be going to the park, you might want to maybe alter your plans for the day.
Right. South end of McCose Park is open, but the north end and Herman Park will be closed for the day, 7:30 to 3:00.
And we appreciate the public helping out.
Absolutely.
Staying out of the way. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me come in.